The Word of God is given to us to feed on. We at Deliverance Assemblies of God Church, located at Kotobabi behind Ebony Hotel in Accra, use this channel to come your way with the unadulterated Word of God. Be blessed as you listen.
Thank you for the gift of life. We 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 thank you for the gift of life, Lord. We thank you for the gift of life. 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 We thank you. 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 Father, we appreciate you for the gift of life. We celebrate 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 you for the gift of life.
Thank you this morning, Lord. Thank you, Father, for giving us this opportunity. Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Thank you for watching over us
Only God can give God such a life.
Thank you, Lord.
Only you, Almighty.
Blessed be the name of the Lord.
You can give such life, O Lord. It is only in your power, O God, to give such life, to give such life, to manifest such life, O God. It is only in your power. It is only in your power. It is only in your power to manifest this kind of life, O God. Eternal life, O God. Eternal life, O God. Eternal life, O God.
You resurrection life of God. Life with us. We are so grateful. We say thank you, Lord. Only you can do anything like this. We exalt your holy name.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah.
We thank you, Father, for giving us this beautiful day. Thank you for watching over us. Thank you for watching over everyone online. Thank you for watching over, oh God. Yes, the family, oh God, of Deliverance Assemblies of God. Thank you, Father, for watching over our family. Our respective family. Yes, Lord, for your peace, oh God. We thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. We are grateful. We appreciate you, Lord. Le baba loko to kabale. Mama kata le brekete o karanto si pre. Oriato rati sekebo ratoa. Mandele bakura itakule bazekule katore katoa. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty King we serve. Unto him alone be all the glory. Unto him alone be all the worship. Who can be compared unto our God? Who can ever be compared unto him?
The incomparable God. The incomparable King.
There is none. There is no God like our God. There is no God like Jehovah. There is no God like Jehovah. There is no God. There is no God like Jehovah.
Yes, Lord.
We thank you this morning, Father. We celebrate
Hallelujah.
You for the gift of the life, for the gift of the name of Jesus, for the gift of the blood of Jesus, for the gift of the Holy Scriptures. We thank you this morning, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We declare that we are the redeemed of the Lord this morning. We are redeemed by the blood. You have redeemed us by the blood. Yes, by the blood you have qualified us to enter into your presence. And you have justified us, taking away our sins, declared us righteous. Oh, Lord, we thank you.
Yes, Lord.
We celebrate your holy name for your faithfulness and love. We begin that in this program by the blood. Yes, we enter your presence by the blood. We start by the blood. We declare the blood. We saturate the atmosphere and environment with the blood of Jesus. We declare the blood all over the place. We sanitize our spiritual atmosphere with the blood of Jesus and the Holy Ghost fire. Take charge, O Lord. Spirit of the living God, come and lead us and download the prayer points and guide us through. In Jesus' name.
I say resurrection, good morning to each and every one of us. I welcome each and every one of us to resurrection power for today, or simply power for today, coming to you from Destiny House Podcast of Deliverance Assemblies of God Church, located at Kutubabi Down near Ebony Hotel. As usual, I'm the servant of the Lord, Delali Boja, being assisted by Gladys Boja, our technician Joshua Kuma from afar. We thank the Lord for his goodness and his mercy. Jesus has arose. Yes, this morning we are commanding the resurrection, or my resurrection. You can personalize it. We are commanding. The theme is commanding the resurrection. Commanding my resurrection. You know, this song that we sang is a song that every believer should sing when you rise up from bed. You know, you see, we have limited, the devil has used the systems of this world. In fact, the greatest weapon that the devil has succeeded to use against believers and mankind is the weapon of distraction. Distractions. Some of us, I won't just shy it away. Some of us may be number one victim, especially me. I may be the number one victim of that weapon. Why do I say so? Why is it that we are not able to get to know some of the people we have worked with, some of the people that have really come into our lives? Only after they are no longer there that we get to know that we were their worst enemies. You spend time, you devote, you were genuine. But after the person is no longer there, that you realize that, not knowing that I was rather the person's enemy. My God. But do you know something? You have learned lessons. That person has made you a better person. So still, it is not a lot. But you see, the weapon of distractions. Easter message should be preached every day. But only Easter that you hear some messages about the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Without the resurrection, there is no Christianity. Without the resurrection, you are not a Christian. Without the resurrection, you are just like the member of any religion. You are just like a Hindu. You are just like a Muslim. You are just like a Zionist. You are just like a Confucianist. You are just like a Buddhist. Without the resurrection. Because the founders of all these religions, they are still in the tomb. Their bones are there. But for Jesus Christ, he is risen. He is not here. He is risen. He is not here. He is risen. One of the greatest scriptures in the Bible. Every scripture in the Bible is God's breath. But when it comes to certain situations, some scriptures are very prominent. It's Matthew 28, verse 6. He is not here. We prayed it on Wednesday. And today we are going to pray at the church. We'll still be on podcast. But this morning we are going to pray it again. And on Sunday, I am going to speak on this point. I'm going to give more exposition. He arose. He is not here. For he is risen. As he said, come, see the place where the Lord lay. See the place where the Lord lay. You know, when you look at it, you see that it is small letters, Lord. I will explain to you on Sunday. Come and see where the Lord lay. And in Colossians chapter 3, Colossians chapter 3, verse number 1. Colossians 3, verse number 1. If ye then be raised with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Set your affection, verse 2, on things above, not on things on the earth. We are to set our affections on spirituality because it is the spirit that rules this physical world. I'm telling you, it is the spiritual realm that rules this physical world. So when you are spiritually strong, when you are filled with the Holy Spirit and the word of God, I am telling you, you are in charge. You are in charge. You are in charge. Beloved, the Bible said that Jesus rose with us. Now let me say this. Do you know why Jesus came? Why Jesus came to, why Jesus took on human form? Do you know why Jesus took on human form? Apart from the fact that he took on human form to do what? To redeem us. To produce the pure blood that could satisfy God, that could appease God. Because blood is what? Spiritual life. Blood is life. In the spiritual realm, blood is life. When you shed blood, you are shedding what? Life. Blood is life. So only blood, pure blood, could appease God. In the Old Testament, they were using animal blood, but it was only covering the sin. After some time, when the blood dries off, the sin still appears before God. Only pure blood, spotless blood. And who could produce that blood? Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ. He was God who took on human form to produce blood that will appease God and reconcile us and bring us together with God to make us one again. In fact, in Christ, we are small Jesuses. Hallelujah. Amen. But so the Bible says that, but apart from the fact that Jesus took on human form so that he can produce the pure blood that is needed to appease God, there are many reasons why he came. He took on human form. That is number one, but that's not the only one. The next reason, we find it in Hebrews chapter 2, verse 14. Hebrews chapter 2, verse 14 says, since the children have flesh and blood, he too shed in their humanity, so that by his death he might destroy him who holds the power of death, that is the devil. 15, and free those who all their lives were held in slavery by their fear of death. For surely, 16, for surely it is not angels he helps, but Abraham's descendants. 17, for this reason, he had to be made like his brothers, let me add, and sisters, in every way, in order that he might become a merciful and faithful high priest in service to God, and that he might make atonement for the sins of the people. 18, because he himself suffered when he was tempted, he is able to help those who are being tempted. Pure. So why did he come? Jesus took our human form to taste our human limitations, to taste our pain, to taste our sufferings, to taste our disappointment. I'm telling you, Jesus Christ took on human form. Don't forget this point. I'm telling you, this is the whole message. This is our life. If you let this thing sink into your spirit and in your mind, look, you begin to live a victorious life. Jesus Christ, our Lord, took on human form based upon what I just read in Hebrews chapter 2 from verse 14 to 18. We can see that he took our human form to taste human limitations, to taste human pain, the pain we go through, to taste human sufferings, to taste our disappointments, and to taste our anxieties, our fears, and everything, so that he can help us, so that he can deliver us, so that he can answer us. Beloved, that is why anything you are experiencing, the first person that should come into your mind is Jesus Christ. He experienced it. He experienced it. Somebody will tell me, I am experiencing lust after women. Did Jesus also experience lust? The Bible said that he was tempted in every point. He was tempted in what? Every point. Every point. Yes. When Mary Magdalene was using her hair to wipe away the feet of Jesus, do you know what was running through Jesus' body? Yes. Do you know what was running through his body? Jesus came intentionally to feel everything. Yes. To feel what we feel. He was tempted in every way. In fact, he suffered everything that we suffer. So the first point of call, of connection, when your heart is broken, when you are disappointed, shift quickly to Jesus. How did he handle the disappointment? How did he feel? You know something? Because Jesus is God, he felt it. But it was just for a moment. Because he knew that that disappointment can become hot appointment. He can still turn it into hot appointment. So he laughed. He laughed. He can turn that disappointment into hot appointment. Yes. Jesus laughed because he is God. He can turn that appointment into appointment. So you, he can turn that disappointment to appointment. So you, child of God, when you are disappointed, because you are carrying Jesus in you, you are carrying the image of God in you, you should also laugh like the way Jesus laughed, because you can also turn that appointment, disappointment into appointment. Look, every disappointment in your life that couldn't become appointment, it means that that thing is all yours. That in, there is a scripture that is becoming so real. So real. In the end, that scripture that says that there is a way that seems right unto man. There is a way that seems right. Look, we need the Holy Spirit. Last night, I woke up around 12:01 and I was just meditating. This is the time we need the Holy Spirit and prayer and the word more to soak ourselves more. Christianity is result oriented. Christianity is not a religion. We have been called to live the death and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. We have been called to live it. We have been called to walk in it. We have been called to sleep in it. It must be with us. Christianity is not a religion. We have been called to live what Christ has already done. That is Christianity. It's a way of life. Religion is that people are working out their salvation. I'm telling you. They are forcing. They are working. They are begging God. All that they are doing to appease God, to thank God, to remember them and save them. That is religion. That is zero. Christianity is that Jesus Christ has come to do it all for us. Pay the price. Ours is to release our faith, our consciousness into it, to live it daily. It must be in our mind. It must occupy, our subconscious mind, occupy our mouth, keep us. So you see, whatever you are going to shift your mind onto Jesus, he knows it. In fact, as a matter of fact, he is waiting. He has opened his hands. He is waiting to hear you. Sometimes we say, Lord Jesus, like somebody's online, say, oh, yes, yes. As the man of God, he say, Lord Jesus, I am suffering. You know, it's only the mouth that is talking. the mind is still on the problem. I am telling you. That's why it doesn't work. Eh? Somebody is going to practice it right now. He's going to say it right now. And nothing will happen because it is only the mouth that is saying. But the mind is still, the devil, the demon in your head is asking, so how? So is this thing working? Why is the person even saying he has opened the eyes and he's looking around whether the thing has started happening? Once he finishes and nothing happens, nothing happened. That is not it all. The thing has already happened in the realms of the spirit. So your whole attention, look, you must align. We call it alignment. Your mouth, your thoughts, your emotions, everything must align. Must align. That is passion into that thing. Look, and keep on, keep on, keep on. See whether you will not see a change. See whether you will not see a change. The woman with the issue of blood in Mark chapter 5 from verse 24 to 34. What did she do? She first said to herself, she thought. Some version says she thought. Others say she said, if only I touch. So her mind, her mouth, her emotions, and her actions went together. That's why people go to church and there is nothing. Yes, because look, you can serve God for 100 years. Manage to enter heaven. Manage to enter heaven. And you only enjoy universal blessings. You know, do you know what is universal blessings? The sun is shining. It's universal. Somebody who went to kill somebody in the night. Somebody who went to rob somebody in the night. This money, as it is money in Ghana, and it is done in America, and it is something else somewhere. It is also for the person. As the sun is shining, is it not shining on the person? We call it universal blessings. Day and night, universal blessings. Sunshine, universal blessings. Rivers that are flowing. Is the person also not drinking water? Universal blessings. I'm telling you, trees, universal vegetation, universal blessings. The person can go and sit under a tree and meditate. The person will be passing under near a mango tree and the mangoes are falling. The person will also pick and do what? Eat. Universal blessings. But there are spiritual, supernatural blessings. They are more than universal blessings. They control the physical. They are for you and I. They are for us, Christians, believers in Christ. And we assess them by faith. And faith is what? Inner conviction. Consciousness. Seeing the thing that is not there, that it is there, and beginning to celebrate it. I'm telling you. Beginning to celebrate it. Begin to see the word that has come. Begin to see the prophetic word. Begin to see yourself in it. Begin to see that it has happened. Get up and dance. Dance around. Praise God about it. Talk about it. Not to everybody. Talk about it to yourself. Praise God before the mirror. That is Christianity. So Jesus took human form to taste our limitations, our pain, our suffering, our fears, so that he can help us, he can deliver us, he can answer it us. And then also, Jesus took on human form according to 1 John 3, 8. First of all, Hebrews 2:14. Hebrews 2:14. Yes, he took us so that he might destroy him who holds the power of death. The word destroyed there in Greek is katergio, katergio. You know, if the one who holds the power of death has been destroyed, why is the devil there? No. The destroy doesn't mean annihilation. No. This katergio means that to render idle, to render unemployed, to render inactive, to make inoperative, to make useless. You know, when it comes to the child of God, please listen to me, child of God. When it comes to us, the power of the devil has been rendered inoperative. Inoperative against us. Inoperative. In fact, when you read 1 John chapter 3, verse 8, the Bible says that for this reason, the Son of God, was made manifest, that he might destroy. Another word, destroy. But the destroy in 1 John 3:8 is luo, to loose any person or thing tied. We have been loosed. So you see, it is like katejio. Katejio means his power has been made inoperative. Inoperative. Yes, it has been rendered inoperative, useless against us. The blood of Jesus standing as a barrier. And lo, we have been loose from him. He shouldn't have the power to touch us. But you know, because the devil knows that his power against us has been made inoperative and we have been loose from his hands. Do you know how he gets us? He uses spiritual law. He listens to our words. He gets us through our words, our language, our thoughts, our lifestyles. That's how he gets us. Look at, in fact, I've been meditating on Numbers 14:28. Numbers 13 and 14. Look at the 12 spies who went to spy. 10 of them came without a bad report. We saw giants and we looked like grasshoppers before them. We cannot. And there was chaos, pandemonium in the whole camp. Everybody was crying. And they even picked up stones. They wanted to stone Moses. Why did you bring us out of Egypt? This and this and that. But Caleb and Joshua, is still the people. They say, look, we can. We can. Even though they are giants, we can. We can. We can. We can. Look, what happened? Everybody got what they said. Look, you get what you say. This your mouth. Our mouth is not only for eating. Our mouth is for prophecy. Our mouth is for creativity. Our mouth is to launch, for launching. When you launch it, then Psalm 103 verse 20, the angel speaks those words. The angel speaks those words. Angels don't manifest negative words. It's demons. So that's how the devil gets us. Everybody, you get what you say, you speak. The 10 said, we are going to die and leave our wives and our children, so. Exactly that was what happened. God said, as surely as I live, Numbers 14:28, none of these who went to spy the land and the elders, none of them will enter the promised land. So because of that, God took them around 40 years. The same spot, they were just going around 40 years until they all wasted. But God said, only Joshua and Caleb. Because Caleb had a different spirit. Only Joshua and Caleb. There are three things that set us apart as Christians, as children of God. Personal conviction, personal faith, personal revelation. We will be sitting down like we are online right now. Everybody online is listening to me. So far, we have 109 people online. These 109 people, our conviction levels are different. Our faith levels are different. Our revelational levels are different. I'm telling you, it is only right now, as I'm speaking right now, their faith, fire is coming. Immediately we say amen. They are gone back to their former thoughts. They are gone back to their former languages. They are gone back to their former way of life. I am telling you, immediately we say amen. Somebody is going to send for a crate of beer, a crate of Guinness, and a crate of Origin. Origin, a crate of his origin, a crate of origin. I'm telling you, immediately we say amen. Yes, whilst we are online, fire, kelekete, like whilst we are in church, rakata. Hey, when the power of God is moving, immediately we say amen. I am for myself. So you see, these are the three things that separates us. Separates us. These are the three things that separate us. So you wonder, you are there and then you are saying, ah, we are all going to church. Why is that God is blessing this person? Why is that God? Look, God blesses our secret lives, our inner lives, not what we show outside. He blesses our secret and inner lives. Anytime, the other day, a pastor called me. He said, I passed by your church. And when I got there, I had to stop. I parked the car. I went to your car park. I parked. I asked the people around, is the pastor around? They say no. Today you did. I said it was a Monday. You don't come on Mondays. He said, can I have somebody to take me up? So the workers are there. So he climbed. He said he was frozen. He said, I froze, my brother. I froze. What? So this thing can happen among Muslims here. Such a thing can happen here. My brother, I need to come and see you. I fear you. What have you done? This thing. Then, do you know what I said to him? What they said to Jesus, no one can do this except God is with him. I told him, he said, take the Laliboja out. It's not the Laliboja. What you are seeing there has nothing to do with the Laliboja. What you are seeing there, me myself, I don't know. The only thing is three things. Personal conviction, faith, revelation. Even sometimes, as human, when the human side comes, something is... Yesterday, I sent a video. Please, many of you, I sent a note. That thing really encouraged me about when you set yourself to do greater things, the things that you suffer. Sometimes you think God didn't send you to do it. And I sent it to some of you, please listen to that and be encouraged. Especially those of us involved in this project. Sometimes you get to a point that even nobody, you can see that people are around you. You can see that they are tired. They are tired. Only you are standing. I told him all this. I said, what you are seeing there is not man and not any other man. You must be disciplined. I'm telling you. You must be spiritually disciplined. You must be prayerful. You must be obedient. You must try the best to serve God. You must live a pure life, a holy life, a righteous life. You must have a pure heart before the power of God can flow through you to do some of these things. As we pray, beloved, we are commanding our resurrection. These are the ways that the devil gets us. He gets us through our mouths, our mind, and our lifestyles. Because he knows that he has been hurt, kategio and luo. He has been kategio and luo. He has been hurt, kategio and luo. The devil has not been killed. The devil has not been annihilated or annihilated, no, but his power has been made inoperative against the children of God. And because he knows this, what does he do? How does he get us? Our mouth. You know, sometimes he will create a situation for you to speak. He will bring somebody around to annoy you. Yes. That, look, we are going to pray. Do you know that human beings are open doors? Human beings are doors. Human beings are tombs. They are tombs. So human beings walking about, they are doors and they are tombs. He will bring somebody to just hurt, annoy you. The devil intentionally, especially those of us who drive, he can just cause a taxi driver or somebody to just cross you. So he wants you to speak a word. Immediately some F word comes out of your mouth. He capitalizes on this, on that. Yes. He will inspire your house boy, house help, your driver. He can inspire, he can cause anybody to annoy you. He just wants your word. He wants you angry. That's all. He wants to get you angry. Then you begin to talk. You are this, you are that, you are so and so. This thing. Look, if you me cry this thing, I will not do it again. He can even cause the pastor, the man of God, to offend you. Look, I won't pay tithe again. This thing I used to do, I will not do it again. Then he comes in. He gathers those words. He gathers them. Then he'll begin to, you see that pastor doesn't even recognize you. All these things that you are being, in fact, what at all are you experiencing? How many blessings? Look, people, look, you see that pastor doesn't even mention your name. Oh. The other day you saw that when pastor was passing, he just passed. He didn't even greet you. Look at the thing you are doing for pastor. Look at the thing you are doing for the church. Every day they should mention your name. Then you say, hey, it is true. It is true. Ah, it is true. It is true. Stand the cry. I will not go to church. This thing, I will stop it. So. You are finished. He's finishing you. I'm telling you. That is how he gets us. But you are forgetting that everything you are doing is being recorded. The pastor doesn't need to recognize you. Heaven has recognized you. Matthew chapter 6, verse 6 is one of the first scriptures that I got. And that scripture is it Matthew 6, 6 or Matthew 10, 6? That scripture has really Matthew 6:6. It is something that is why there are many things I do for people, even my wife doesn't know. She too, she does something I don't know. I'm telling you, good things. If I had not told you, there are people I wake up and I mention their names. I mention their names midnight. God, this person. God, this person's situation. God, I want to see a change in this person's life. I want to see a turnaround in this person's business. I want this person to give this testimony. I don't call the person. Oh, I don't call the person. I don't call. Sometimes even I will see the person at the car park. I just pass. But I mention the person's name. That's why we need to be careful. And let me tell you, sometimes when the pastor sees you and passes, maybe his mind is somewhere. His mind is out somewhere. And sometimes we hide people. Matthew 6:6. But thou, when thou prayest, enter into thy closet. And when thou hast shut thy door, pray to thy father, which is in secret. And thy father which seeth, in secret shall reward thee openly. Openly. Look, God sees in secret. You don't need any man to see. God sees in secret. In secret. God rewards all your secret acts. So you see, as we pray, somebody will ask, can we command our resurrection? Yes, we can command our resurrection. What did Micah 7:8 says? Do not rejoice over me, O my enemy. When I fall, I will do what? I will rise. When I sit in darkness, the Lord will be what? My light. Yes. And Proverbs chapter, I think Proverbs 24 verse something. Proverbs 24:16 or so. Yes, Proverbs 24:16. Yes, a righteous man will fall 7 times and rise 7 times. And it's Ezekiel 37. When God took Ezekiel in a vision to the valley of dry bones, can this bone live? Ezekiel said, thou knowest. What did God say? Prophesy. Prophesy, say to the bones. So we can command our resurrection. We can command our resurrection. We are still in the days of the resurrection. Within these 50 days, I tell you that certain things should happen. We are praying right now. We are going to declare right now. Yes. Beloved, I want to encourage you. He has risen for you to rise. He has risen. He has risen. He is not there. Sunday, I'll give the exposition. He is not there. We just want to pray. We just want to pray. Beloved, we just want to pray. We want to pray. He has risen. He has risen with your dreams. He has risen with your testimony. He has risen with your promotion. He has risen with your healing. Yes, thank you, Royal Adjoilance. It says, a prince or princess is one whose father is alive. In Akan language, Ohiniba is the one whose father is alive. You see, that is it. Thank you very much. God bless you. Yes, is the one whose father is alive. Yes. So you see, look, Christianity, we are. I'm telling you, Christianity, we are. If you are a child of God, you are. But we are living limited life. The system has limited us. We are living under a different system. When you get up and there is no money, dress well, praise God, sing well, sing to God, thank God that he has filled your pocket. Thank God that it is well. Thank God that there is a breakthrough. When you go and they say there is no way, say there is a way. Lord, I thank you. No way means there is a way. No way means there is a way. No way means there is a way. Disappointment means appointment. Don't say disappointment. It is only disappointment in the physical realm. But it is appointment in the realms of the spirit. And Jesus declared that appointment how many years ago? 2,000 years ago plus. That he declared that appointment for you. Look, any delay in your life, the only delay we should accept, that is if there is a process. God is maturing you. And if your case is prophetic, that is why, please, when you don't understand what you are going through, yours is to keep on praying and watch your tongue. Keep on praying, keep on doing the things you are doing because you don't know what it is. You don't know what, don't stop your sacrifice because you don't know what God is taking you through. Keep, even if it is demonic, your persistence will break it. If it is a process, by the time God takes you through and matures you and manifests you, I tell you that you become a master. God can now rely on you. Yes, if it is prophetic, the prophetic day will appear like Hannah, like Mary, like Elizabeth. Yes, these were prophetic delays in pregnancies. They were prophetic delays. The day will come. Sometimes, I'm telling you, it's not easy. We cry. We say something. Me, myself, sometimes I utter some things and then after some time, I say, God, I'm sorry. This one, I fail you. God, I fail. I fail you. I fail. This one, the flesh, you. I fail you. I fail you. So, God, have mercy on me. I fail you. And I thank God for the lady pastor. She has really, what I saw in her when we were in school, what I saw in her that this lady has got the spirit of perseverance. It is manifesting now. She has a level of perseverance that I don't have. I did not be here like some things I would have given up long time. She'll say, Braboja, this thing will work. No, this thing will work. Braboja, no. This thing will work. It will work. It will work. It will work. And then I say, okay, glad if you say so. The thing will work. Then she says, you see that it has worked. Then within me, I say, this woman. I see. Finally, God made it. And we are, and this has really become so prominent in our ministry. I can tell you, when Franklin Aidan came and said, this is the power behind me, he wasn't exaggerating. And I pray that God will always secure her and protect her. She's not an angel, oh, I beg you. She's not an angel. Oh. We all have our weaknesses, but I'm just saying something. So if you're a wife, that's what you should be to your husband. If you're a husband, that's what you should be to your wife. Husband, let your wife's strength. Don't envy her. Some women, they are just outspoken. They want the frontal. Give it to her. If you want to live long, Give, if you don't want your pressure to rise, give, don't fight her in that area. Otherwise, you develop BP. Because that is how she is designed. Allow her. Only that you should place some checks. You wife too, if you are like that, please balance yourself. Or if your husband is allowing you, don't just go like that. You should have some breaks. And then know that this one, And husband to wife, allow your husband. Let's pray now. Say, Lord, I thank you for the resurrection. I welcome the resurrection. I celebrate the resurrection. I welcome 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 the resurrection. Say,
oh Lord,
I believe in the resurrection. I believe in the resurrection.
I believe in the resurrection.
I believe in the resurrection.
I believe in the resurrection.
I believe in the resurrection.
I believe in the resurrection.
I believe in the resurrection.
I believe in the resurrection.
I believe in the resurrection.
I believe in the resurrection.
I believe in the resurrection.
I believe in the resurrection.
I believe in the resurrection.
I believe in the resurrection.
I believe in the resurrection.
I believe in the resurrection.
I welcome the resurrection.
I believe in the resurrection.
I welcome the resurrection.
I believe in 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 the resurrection.
Ki papa rakata kaba yakata.
Ili papa rakata kaba itale baba itale baba.
Ili papa rakata kaba yakata.
Li papa rekete ke barakata.
I papa rekete ke barukutu kaba ya.
I prekete ke barakata kaba ya.
I papa rekete ke barete ke ba ya.
Ali kata kaba ya karaba ite ke ba ya.
Ila papa itale papa itala bakara.
Li papa rakata kaba itala bashakata.
I bakata kaba ya.
I believe in the resurrection. I believe in the resurrection of Jesus Christ.
I believe in the resurrection. Of Jesus Christ.
I welcome the resurrection 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 of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Ile papa rakata,
iprakata kabaya,
ile papa lekete kebara,
iprekete ibalekete kebale,
ile papa itele basha,
ile papa lekete kebara.
Ile papa lekete ke bara,
ipepe kete ke bara,
ile papa lekete ke balokoto,
le papa lekete ke balokoto
kaba lekete ke bara,
ile papa itele bakura kata kabaya,
le prekete ke balekete ke bale,
le papa lokoto kaba lekete ke barekete ke bale.
We yes, celebrate Lord.
La papa rakata kaba itala basha.
Ila papa itala bakara
bakata kaba ya.
Ipapa lekete ke balakata kaba ya.
Ile papa lekete ke barakata kaba ya.
Ipale kata kaba lekete ke bara.
Ibala kata kaba lekete ke bale.
Ali papa lekete ke barakata kaba ya.
Ila papa lekete ke barakata kaba ya.
We give you praise.
In Jesus' mighty name.
We thank you for the resurrection.
See, amen. The resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ.
The resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ
is my resurrection.
Is my resurrection.
The resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ.
The resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ is my resurrection.
Is our resurrection.
Is my resurrection.
Declare, 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 declare.
The resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ
is my resurrection.
Hey, it's my resurrection.
Something is working.
It's my resurrection.
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 Le papa rakata kaba yakata kaba yakata kaba ya.
The resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. Le papa,
declare, declare, declare.
It's my resurrection. It's my resurrection. The resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ.
It's my resurrection.
Of everyone online.
Le papa rakata kaba rakata.
As children of God, is the resurrection of every member of Deliverance Assemblies of God Church. Yes, Lord.
The resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ is my resurrection.
The resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ
is our resurrection.
It's our resurrection.
It's our resurrection.
It's my 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 resurrection.
It's the resurrection of every child of God.
Every true child of God.
Every genuine child of God. The resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Is the resurrection
of every true child of God,
every genuine child of God,
is the resurrection of every genuine child of God,
is our resurrection,
is my resurrection,
is my resurrection,
is my resurrection,
is my resurrection.
It's 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 my resurrection.
Declare, declare, declare.
The Papa Rakata Kabayakata.
The Papa Rakata
Kabayakata. The resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ.
It's my resurrection.
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 The Papa Rakata
Kabaliki
Bali.
The Papa Rakata Kabaliki Tiki Bali Tiki Barakata.
The Papa Rakata Kabaliki Tiki Bali Tiki Bali Tiki Bali.
It's my resurrection.
The Papa Rakata Kabaliki Tiki Bali.
It's my resurrection.
The Papa Likitiki Bali Tiki Barakata.
Of our Lord Jesus Papa Christ,
is my resurrection.
It's also my resurrection.
It's my resurrection.
It is the resurrection
of every true child of God.
Every true child of God.
Everyone
online.
Every true child of God. The resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ is my resurrection.
Yes, Lord, is my resurrection.
It is my resurrection.
It's my resurrection.
It's my resurrection.
It's my resurrection.
It's my resurrection.
The resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ.
It's my resurrection.
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 It's also my resurrection.
It's also my resurrection.
It's my resurrection.
It's also my resurrection.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Say, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
In the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
The resurrection of Jesus Christ.
The resurrection of Jesus Christ.
Is the resurrection of my prayer life.
Is the resurrection of my prayer life.
Is the resurrection of my life.
Is the resurrection of my life.
Is the resurrection of my better life.
Is the resurrection of my better life.
Is the resurrection of my dream.
Is the resurrection of my dream.
Is the resurrection of my destiny.
Is the resurrection of my destiny.
Is the resurrection of my testimony.
Is the resurrection of my testimony.
Is the resurrection of my health.
Is the resurrection of my health.
Is the resurrection of my business.
Is the resurrection of my business.
Is the resurrection of my career.
Is the resurrection of my career.
Is the resurrection of my finances.
Is the resurrection of my finances.
Is the resurrection of my marriage.
Is the resurrection of my marriage.
Declare, declare.
Yes, Lord.
Declare, declare. Declare, declare.
The resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Is the resurrection of my life.
Is the resurrection of my dream.
Is the resurrection of my testimony.
Is the resurrection of my health.
Is the resurrection of my business.
Is the resurrection of my prayer life.
Is the resurrection of my relationship.
Is the resurrection of my health.
Yes, Lord.
The resurrection of my everything.
The resurrection of my health.
The resurrection of my
testimony.
Is the resurrection of my
prayer.
Is the resurrection of my dreams. Is the resurrection
yes,
of my expectations? Is the resurrection of my career? Is the resurrection of my business? Is the resurrection of my business?
Is
the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ?
Is the resurrection of my business?
Is the resurrection of my career?
Is the resurrection of my
testimony? Is the resurrection of my prophet?
Is the resurrection of
anything that is dead around me?
Amen.
We have not even started the prayers that I wrote down, even those we prayed on Wednesday. But we want to declare, according to Romans chapter 8, verse 11, we have inherited the resurrection power. Say, the resurrection power lives in me.
The resurrection power lives in me.
Say, the resurrection power lives in me.
The resurrection power lives in me.
Romans chapter 8, verse 11. But if the spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by his spirit that dwelleth in you. Do you know that somebody declared this scripture 15 minutes every day, and the person is 120 years.
Wow.
The person hasn't been to hospital. 120, he declared this scripture 15 minutes every day for his health, for the resurrection power to quicken his body. Another person, a woman, takes communion every day. She has lived 119 years. Look, you see, the word of God is real, is life. It is by what? Personal revelation, conviction, and faith. We want to pray prayer right now. And anything that is dead in your life,
yes,
Lord, the resurrection power within you is going to resurrect it.
Amen.
Say, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
In the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
I declare that I have inherited
the resurrection power
dwells in me. Therefore, I declare.
Let the resurrection power that dwells in me resurrect
anything that is dead
in my life. That dwells in me, resurrect. Amen.
Technician, please give me 5 minutes more. I beg you, give me 5 minutes more. The Holy Spirit has just brought something. Say the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
In the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Anything.
Anything
that the devil
has
killed in
has
me,
anything that the devil
has killed in me,
has killed in me,
through my ancestors,
through
my family,
through
my parents,
through
my own carelessness,
anything
that the devil
has
killed in me,
let
the resurrection power,
resurrect it, that lives in
resurrect
me,
it. Resurrect it,
resurrect it,
resurrect it,
resurrect it.
Pray that prayer right now.
Resurrect it. Resurrect it. Let the resurrection power that lives in me resurrect it. Resurrect it, resurrect it, resurrect it, resurrect it, resurrect it, resurrect anything that is dead in me. Let the resurrection power dwell in me. Resurrect it now. Resurrect it in the name of Jesus Christ. Resurrect it, resurrect it, resurrect it, resurrect it, resurrect it.
Resurrect it.
Resurrect it in the name of Jesus.
Somebody is wondering. Let me tell you. That sickness is a killer. That sickness. Some people are carrying things. I'm telling you. They can't even go to hospital. Because they don't even trust the doctor. I'm telling you, people are carrying things. They are deaf. So that is the meaning. Anything the devil has killed in me, when you go and they tell you cancer is deaf, the devil has started killing you. Diabetes. This thing that rob you of your joy. Say, my Father in heaven.
My Father in heaven.
As long as I carry the resurrection power. Any sickness in me.
Any sickness in me.
Must die.
Anything the devil
has put in me.
Has deposited in me to kill me.
It must die. Any sickness the devil has deposited in me to kill me. To take my life.
Must die.
By the resurrection power. As long as I carry the resurrection power.
Anything of the devil.
In my body.
In
my soul.
In my spirit, must die now.
Say, as long as the resurrection power,
dwells in me,
anything the devil has killed or destroyed in my life,
let the resurrection power resonate. Anything the devil has killed in me, in my body, in my soul, in my spirit, in my body, in my home, in my family, in Jesus' mighty name.
Say, as long as
the
empty tomb
The empty tomb
of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Remains an empty tomb.
An empty tomb.
Every satanic tomb.
Every satanic tomb.
Every ancestral tomb.
Every ancestral
every
tomb.
Every family tomb.
Every family tomb.
Every environmental tomb.
Every environmental
every
tomb.
Every generational tomb.
Every generational tomb.
That has been set.
That has been set.
In the realms of the spirit.
In the realms of the spirit.
To swallow my destiny.
To swallow my destiny.
To swallow my dreams.
To swallow my dreams.
To swallow my opportunities.
To swallow my opportunities.
To swallow my testimony.
To swallow my testimony.
To swallow my prophetic
word. To swallow my prophetic word.
Any dream, any tomb, any satanic tomb, environmental tomb, ancestral tomb, generational tomb, family tomb
that exists
to swallow, to withhold, to detain any blessing of mine
as long as
the tomb of our Lord Jesus Christ
remains empty. Remains empty.
I declare
by the resurrection power,
let that tomb be empty.
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 Let that tomb be
empty.
Let that tomb
be empty right now. Any tomb
that is holding anything of mine,
let it be empty.
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 Let that tomb be empty right now.
Let it be empty.
In the name of Jesus Christ,
let that tomb
remain empty.
Let
that tomb give up. Whatever it is keeping.
In Jesus'
yes.
mighty name.
Amen.
Say the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
The mighty name
any
of Jesus
tomb
Christ. Any tomb
that is set up against me.
That is set up against me.
Let that tomb
give me up, give my destiny up, give my testimony up, give my dream up, give my destiny up, give my health up, give my marriage up, give my career up, give my finances up, give them up by the resurrection power.
Yes, Lord, any tomb that is holding, any tomb that is holding, any blessing of mine, any tomb that is holding, any blessing of mine, any blessing of mine, by the resurrection power, give it up right now, give it up, give it up right now,
give it up, give it up, and remain empty, give it up, and remain forever empty, give it up, give it up. Give up my life, give up my destiny, give up my dream, give up my health, give up my wife, give up my wound, give up my career, give up my business, give up my wife, give up my destiny, give up my opportunities, give up my promotion, give up my joy, give up my peace, 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 give up my joy, give up my pe
Our last prayer point that the Lord gave to me. Say, any human being
in my life,
who is a tomb. I'm telling you, just as Jesus said, I am the way, human beings are doors. They are also tombs. There are some people, you meet them and your dreams die. They will bring some conversation that is not in line with your destiny. They will occupy you with things that are not in line with your destiny. They kill you. They will occupy your time. Some bosses, some colleagues, they are everywhere. Say, any human being that is a tomb of darkness,
of distraction,
of delays, of late arrival,
of leftovers,
of mediocrity,
of limitations,
human being that has become a tomb
in my life.
Let every human tomb be shut down and sealed off. down and seal off. Be shut down and seal off.
Be shut down and seal off. Any human being in my life who has become a tomb of distraction, a tomb of mediocrity, a tomb of setback, a tomb of leftover, a tomb of delay, let those human tombs be shut down right now and be filled off in the name of Jesus. Be shut down and be filled off. Be shut down and be
environmental tombs of delay. Environmental tombs of late arrival, late delivery, late delivery. Be shut down. Be shut down and seal up. Be shut down and seal up. Be shut down and seal up. Environmental tombs of delays.
Environmental
of late arrival, late achievement, late fulfillment, ancestral tombs of late arrival,
late
achievement,
of delays,
generational tombs of late arrival, late arrivals,
late arrivals,
delays, late achievement, be shut down and be sealed off.
Be shut down.
Yes, and be sealed off. Be shut down and sealed off. With the blood of Jesus Christ and the Holy Ghost fire.
Be shut down and sealed off.
Be shut down and sealed off. Be shut down and sealed off. Be shut down and sealed off. Be shut down and sealed off. Be shut down and sealed off. Be shut down and sealed off. Be shut down and sealed off. Be shut down and sealed off. Be shut down and sealed off. Be shut down and sealed off. Be shut down. Be shut down and sealed off.
Be shut down and sealed off.
In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Thank you very much, Mr. Technician. Thank you very much, beloved, for taking more of your time. God was telling me, I think last week, that this time it is going to take power. Power to survive. Power to live. I'm telling you, power to live. That things are going to be very difficult in the world. And it will take power. Resurrect power. Power of God. So please, we obtain power through prayer. Through the word, I have meditation on these things, through our declarations. Download these prayers and play them in your car, play them in your office, use the earpiece, play them. But give attention to whatever you are doing. I'm telling you, fill your soul and your spirit. I mean, with this thing, generate power within you. That power, Holy Ghost resurrection power, serves as a shock absorber. Things that people hear and they are collapsing, you hear them. And you are still strong. Things that has happened to people and they collapse and die, they will happen to you 100 degrees and it has not, you are still standing. The Bible says that you will only see it with your eyes. You only hear it with your ears. It shall never come near you. It shall never come near you. It shall never come near you. Yes, it shall never come near you because the resurrection power is the shock absorber and it's already living in you. According to Romans chapter 8, verse 11. Let's pray more. Give more attention to the meditation of the word. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord cause his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you.
Amen.
May the Lord lift up his countenance on you and give you peace.
Amen.
And when the roll is called, your name and my name. And I know something good is happening to somebody. It is happening to you and it is happening to me. Even though 2023 is our year, it is my year. Shalom, peace.
Thank you for listening to today's word. We believe that you have been impacted greatly. If you are listening to this podcast and you want to give your life to Christ, please say this prayer after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I thank you for what you came to do for me. Your life for mine, my sin for your righteousness. I believe that you are the Son of God, sent to die for me. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. Thank you for your grace towards me. Amen. Beloved, if you have said this prayer, you are now a child of God. Welcome to God's heavenly family. You can send us an email on deliveranceagdh@gmail.com. We would be glad to assist you and help you grow in the Lord. Thank you. Till next time, keep living the glorious life in Christ.